So in the sittings today, to begin again with really grounding the body. So right this minute, bring the attention to the contact of the seat, the contact of the buttocks and the legs with the chair, with the cushion, with the bench. And really allow yourself to feel the force of gravity, to open to the force of gravity. And almost as if you're pouring sand through an hourglass, just beginning at the top of the head, just allowing all the baggage, just to slowly sift through the body and just get grounded in the earth. As much as possible, letting relaxation happen. As much as possible, opening to letting go, to releasing. Can you just feel the body as it settles, as it's allowed to settle? And the sensations, the actual physical experience of settling happening. And now open the awareness to include the totality of body. Just opening the attention and allowing the experience of body to be known. So right now, I'm aware of the pounding of my heart. I can feel the beating of my heart. There's a sense of movement of energy through the body, especially through the chest and down through the legs. And for me, there's an awareness of a contact of my hand meeting with my legs. And I feel a tingling there, and I feel warmth there. And the whole lower half of my body feels very warm. I'm feeling the awareness of the contact with the cushion. And I feel some tingling in my shoulders. So this is what's meant by opening to the direct experience, the actual experience of this body being as it changes, as one sensation arises and passing away, noticing that. And noticing the nature, the quality of sensation. Noticing too the pleasantness or the unpleasantness, or whether there isn't a real sense of either that arises with the sensation. Not looking for sensation, not looking for this feeling tone. But when something is noticed, then to bring interest to that. Bring alive this factor of interest. So today, using this general sense of the totality of body as the main object, or using the body scan, if the attention naturally goes to the experience of body breathing, if the attention goes to the experience of breath, then let that be the object for attention. And being steady with one of these, not going back and forth. Oh, this doesn't feel so good, so I'm going to try this. And you do that for a few minutes. Oh, maybe I'll try this. You know, watch the grasping, watch the looking for entertainment, looking for distraction. The idea is to be steady with an object. And if that desire for entertainment comes up, or distraction, what does that feel like in the body? Rather than acting on it, be steady with it. If there's a sense of being confused or being distracted or getting lost, if you're using the body scan or the breath, then just come back to the totality of body. And today, when the attention goes to hearing happening, when the attention goes to sound, just giving a little bit more attention to it, just opening the awareness, acknowledging hearing is happening, and just resting the attention with the actual fact of hearing. So not getting involved in a story about it, not needing to label it, oh, that's somebody coughing, or that's a bird, or that's a cat meowing. Just being with the sound itself. What we perceive as I'm hearing is actually the coming together of three things. So the first is the object. So it's the cough, or it's the sound that comes out of a bird, or a cat, or the sound the feet make in contact with the floor. So this object, this cough, for example, produces vibrations. And the vibrations travel and meet with the eardrum, make contact with the eardrum. And that's what we call the sense door. So the mouth is another sense door, the eye is a sense door. But in hearing, these vibrations make contact with the sense door of the eardrum. And when that meeting is attended by consciousness, when all these three are happening, hearing happens without my having to do anything. I don't make it happen. The hearing happens, and it's known, it's noticed. And this is called contact, when these three come together. And you can also notice that with the contact can arise, or does arise, a feeling quality to it, either pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. And so giving a little attention to that as well. And you might also want to give some attention if the feeling tone is pleasant, if there's a sound that really, really is pleasant, a beautiful bird sound, how the tendency may be to want to just keep the attention with that pleasant sound. But perhaps a sound like a machine isn't so pleasant. And notice the reaction, the response to that. And as the sound passes away or changes, then bringing the attention back to the experience of body, to what your object is in body. So the Buddha taught mindfulness of body, which we've been giving attention to in the sitting meditation, and in the walking, and in the standing. And he also taught mindfulness of feelings, this quality of pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral. And he also taught mindfulness of mind, paying attention to the mind. So today, in addition to giving some attention to sound, as well as the body, we'll also give some attention to mind states. Now often, when the attention, or usually, when the attention goes to mind, what the attention goes to are thoughts that are happening, or emotions that we're experiencing. And we get very involved in the content, in the stories, in the words, in the memories. And so when we think of giving attention to mind, that's what comes to mind. Oh, good, I get to hang out in my daydreams. So an example. Thought comes. Oh, I really don't like the weather we're having. I really wish I could be on a hot, sunny beach. Oh, I remember. I spent a great time at a beach in the Sinai a couple of years ago. And off the mind goes, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That's the story. That's the thought. That's the wish. And that's the memory. The mind state is, first, there was aversion mind. I don't like the weather. Don't like, aversion. Then came the grasping mind. Oh, I wish it were hot and sunny. Then came the wish, part of the grasping mind. I wish I could be on a beach. So with the grasping mind or the aversion mind, it's the general tone, the general flavor of the thoughts, of the feelings, of the emotions. And so today, giving attention to mind states when they show means giving attention to that sense of aversion or grasping, and how it's experienced in the body. Right now, just bring to mind something that you really hate. I mean, strongly. Just bring that to mind and bring some awareness to body, and notice, what does this feel like in the body? And even, what does this feel like in the mind? So take a moment and do that. For me, I can feel my body contract. I can feel my eyes contracting. I can feel my whole chest area contracting. And the mind, there's kind of a sense of, it feels kind of heavy and dark. So that's the sense of it. Instead of getting caught up in the words about it, the story about it, just the general flavor of it. This is bringing the interest factor to life. So bringing attention to mind states as they appear. Bringing attention, if there's a memory that really, really is sad, again, not getting caught in the story about it, but noticing, okay, the general tone is sadness. What is this I'm calling sadness? What is the mind affected by sadness? How does the mind affected by sadness feel? How does the body affected by sadness feel? And then also noticing the feeling tone arising with the mind state. And if it's a pleasant one, then noticing the tendency to grasp onto it, to identify with it, to want more. With the unpleasant, notice the aversion mind. And with the neutral, notice the spaced out mind or even the aversion mind. And noticing the effect, and this is really wonderful, noticing the effect of mind and body on each other. Notice how a mind state can trigger body sensations. Notice how body sensations can trigger a mind state. And notice too how it changes. How one mind state can give rise, lead into, or affect another mind state. So, a dull mind, which feels really unpleasant at times, can give rise to aversion mind. And that aversion mind can give rise to a restless mind. Or noticing how in those rare moments, perhaps, of really feeling calm and steady and peaceful, that calm mind, very, very pleasant, can give rise as it changes, as it will, dependent on conditions, as it changes, how it can give rise to aversion mind or to grasping mind, because I really want that calm state back again, or thoughts about what did I do wrong. Aversion mind directed at self. So just to get the general sense rather than giving attention to the words. If you notice, or when you notice, the grasping mind or the aversion mind, not to see that as a problem. The Buddha talks of knowing mind affected by grasping and mind unaffected by grasping. So to know the presence of whatever is arising, and to know the experience in this body mind, to know the mind affected by hate and aversion and unaffected by hate and aversion. And I think this is really important. I think this can be a tremendous contribution to freedom from suffering. If we can feel and experience what it feels like in the body and the mind to be full of hate, to be full of anger. Maybe when we sense it arising, the wisdom will say, wait a minute, I'm not going to hang on to whatever it is that's feeding this. You know, if it's because I have a view about something or I want something to be a certain way, I know what this does to me. I'm just not going to go there. I'm not going to feed that. So it's important to know and to recognize when these different mind states are arising and what they do to this mind and body. And then you can imagine how it affects others as well. Strong energy. And to know also delusion. Knowing what is actually present and what is not present. Knowing what is the truth of the present moment and what's my story about it. And also to know the changing nature of mind and body, the truth of impermanence. So just to know distracted mind as distracted mind, concentrated mind as concentrated mind, to know mind as it is, without judgment, without criticism. And if you do notice a reaction, you do notice then layers of thinking about what's happening. Instead of getting hooked on that, try instead to just get the flavor of the mind, the general sense of the mind. Oh, This is critical mind. This is praising mind. So not looking for the mind states, not looking for the sounds, but when they appear, to bring mindfulness to it. To know mind as it is, to know sound as it is, and then returning to the body. So, just making any changes to posture that you feel is necessary for some degree of ease, some degree of comfort. Just settling into the sitting. Relaxing into awareness. Relaxing into, as much as possible, a quiet body. And perhaps the quietness and stillness of the body will affect the mind. And when there's steadiness in the sitting posture and a feeling of groundedness, then let the attention rest with an object in the body, either the general sense of body or the body scan. Or if the attention naturally goes to breathing happening, then using breath as awareness. Breath, awareness of the breath as the main object. Using body as refuge.